All right, we are in Siman Kuf Aleph for Tzitz Gimel, and we're dealing with the concept of Chaticha Rei L'Schaved, and Tzitz Gimel, I guess, is the main sif in the sense that our issues of Chaticha Rei L'Schaved are almost exclusively related to meat or poultry. And let's learn again the Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, and then we'll get to the discussion we had at the end of the week, at the end of last week's shiur. We have our Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, which is a Machlekes de Rashba and the Rush, regarding the status of a piece of meat or poultry, Tarmigailis, which is Roilis Chabed in the sense that a person could offer this piece to a guest, except that it's raw. It's not cooked, and you're not going to give raw meat to your guest. It still has to be cooked. Or the feathers are still on it, the feathers have to be plucked. The question is whether Chaticha Rei L'Schaved requires that it be absolutely ready to serve, which is the Mechaber Shita, or it only requires that it be a type of piece which is ready to serve, even if it still needs to be cooked. The Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tanagailis b'nei tzatzah, and it's Aiva b'acheres, a Tanagailis which still has its feathers intact, that at that condition became mixed with others, but look, shari eina ruya l'schabi l'fnei ha'archi k'may shehi, you can't give it to a guest when it's got feathers on it. It's not ruya l'schabi as is. Now, even though after this chaticha, you have here one chicken which is treif, the others are kasha, and they all were mixed in one taruvis, and subsequently you did remove the feathers. Still, once it's bottle with the feathers on, it remains bottle even afterwards. The same thing, if it's raw and not cooked, it's not Reilas Chaved. V'chein Keves Sholein. If you have a whole... Alright, nobody has a whole sheep in their house, but you can have a whole roast beef. If you have a whole roast beef, Echaticha G'day Lo Yaisa Medai, a large piece that you can't offer to a guest, Lo Yechashiva Reilas Chaved. Big Chiddush. Here it's not Reilas Chaved because it's big. And the Shulchan Aruch says that's not Reilas Chaved. Shein derech litel fnei ha'ireach keves shalayim. Echaticha g'dayi li'aysi medayim. What? A rack of lamb. Yeah, if you have a rack of lamb. So most people are not going to, nobody's going to serve that to a guest. So the Mechaber sheet is that that's not Reilas Chaved. Mechaber brings at the end the Rosh Hashita, yesh cholkin b'chol zeh b'chei nayegin. The Ramah Shita is like the Rosh. Then our meaning is to consider it a chaticha l'schabed milvad, with one exception, tarnagailis b'nei tzasa, if the chicken still has its feathers on it, the mechuseres maisa gadol. That's a big maisa, d'nayge b'ashi b'teila, then it's possible. But anything else, if it's not roi l'schabed, because it's raw, or because it's big, then it's still considered a chaticha roi l'schabed. The machlaikis in lomdis is, is chaticha roi l'schabed a siva or a simen? What is the lomdis of a chaticha roi l'schabed? The Rashba holds that chaticha roi l'schabed is the siva, the reason that it's not bottle. Because you can serve it to a guest, therefore it's not bottle. Now what that means is that if it's too big to serve to a guest, or if it's still has feathers on, it can't be served to a guest, then it is bottle. Because you don't have that siba, that it's the Roi L'Schaved, which would change its halacha. The opinion of the Rosh is that Chaticha Roi L'Schaved is just a simin of a davar chashuv. It doesn't matter if you can actually give it to a guest. Chaticha Roi L'Schaved is a simin. It's a way to tell if something is a chashuv, a piece of meat. If it's something that's Roi L'Schaved, that's a simin that it's chashuv. And once you have that simen, that it's chashuv, so it's not bottle, even if in your particular case it's raw. it doesn't matter. The piece itself is a chash of a piece. And that's the Rosh Hashita. We're Nayig like the Rosh. What?
The same one I had last week.
The same like this one. V'chein, the Ramah ends, Raglayim, Ayroish, Shalei Nechem, Chul Yisaron, legs or a head of an animal that was not, that the hair was not removed, it's not Roy L'schabit. Avon V'fray Nechrechu, Chashid, Chay Techer L'schabit, Afil Eloi Nimlechu, Adayin, even if it was assaulted, Afil Akeve Shalem, Ein Ebat. Miu, Raglayim, Shal Oifais, Vavad Raglay Ivis, the feet of a chicken, except for goose feet, which are very chashuv in those days. And in our countries, the feet of goats or sheep, and their bottle, a chicken head is not very chashuv, hasn't got much in it, and it's bottle. This is the machlokes. Now, I'd like to mention two halacha lemaisa illustrations of where this is a shaila. Before that, the Pisrei Tshuva Hay has a chiddush. Now, this chiddush is also in the Chavos Das and in the Prima Gaon. So, although I don't fully understand the svara of Pisrei Tshuva Hay, but the halacha is definitely as follows. Afa pisha achash in the sarbu e siru. I am a chuvah's red vaza chadosh, simi re sama zayin. Shekasav. Dim loy nimtza ha trefa. Ad achash anasa roi les chabed. Loy bottle. If you did not discover the trefa until the feathers were plucked, it became already roi les chabed. It's not bottle. In other words, I have, in my shechita house, I have 10,000 chickens. One of them is treif. And we remove the insides of the chickens. We can't tell which one belongs to which chicken. And all the chickens are in the shechita house. I have 10,000 chickens. And now I discover in the stomach of one of the chickens that there's a needle, that it has a hole in the stomach. And it's treif. So the question is, are all the 10,000 chickens treif, because it's a chaticha or a schabe, this one chicken. So you could argue that it's not a problem, because at the time the chicken got mixed with the others, it had its feathers on. And when it has feathers on, it's not chaticha or a schabe. So Dr. Radvaz, no. If at the time you discover it, the chickens are plucked already, so at that moment it's a chaticha or a schabe, so it's not... It's not bottle.
Sure, it didn't come to Eifa in between. That
even though it was treif at the time it had its feathers. So what's the svara? I don't understand the svara, except it's definitely the halacha. The Chavos Das is the Nesivus. He's the big Baal svara. So you would think he would say a svara to it. He doesn't say a svara. It's a one-liner. He says it's the halacha. He really points out that it's a shach that says it later in Koftes. Again,
it's a piece of chicken.
Again, you have a case of chicken, and one of the chickens is treif. So you might argue that it should be bottle, because at the time this chicken got mixed with the other chickens, it was a chaticha or a sha'ina royal eschabin, because it had feathers. Zokta Chavos Das and this Radvaz, a chiddush, that we don't follow the moment that it got mixed with the others, we follow the moment that we discovered the problem. When you discover the problem, it's already plucked. So it's a chaticha or a schabe. It's not plucked. Okay, so let's discuss the chickens issue.
And then it got mixed up again, obviously.
What do you mean?
The only problem would be that so if you found the chicken...
You found the whole chicken, there's no problem. I'm telling you now that you're in the shechita house.
Yeah.
And they're shechting, they have thousands of chickens. Now, what happens, the way our shechita houses work, those of you who are there may remember, I have a picture of it somewhere in my study. The way the chickens, the way it works is they shech the chicken, they hang it on a line, and it's a moving line. And they have a machine, probably Japanese, because it works very precisely. as it goes down the line, the head, first it goes through plucking machines. The first thing is there's a room with very large plucking machines. The goyim get the the feathers off the chicken by boiling the water and then getting it off. We can't boil the chicken before it's salted. So we have plucking machines. Plucking machines are large machines with sort of rubber fingers that rotate very quickly and beat at the chicken, and they beat the feathers off. At least almost all the feathers come off. It goes through many machines, one after the other in a room, and the feathers get plucked. From there, the head, if it's still intact after going through those machines, the head is removed. It runs, this is all automated. It runs down a line, the feet are removed under the drumsticks, and then it's hanging head up. First a drill makes a hole where the head used to be, and the neck. And then there's a sort of a prong with two fingers that goes in and pulls out all of the inner organs. All the inner organs get pulled out, they all hang alongside the chicken. They go on the line, they pass the inspectors. They are inspectors, government inspectors, and people who check for trachis. And then all the insides are you understand, the inspectors are inspecting as it's moving. They get a few seconds to inspect it, which is halacha, not a problem. Api halacha, you do not mechuyev to inspect for trachis. Ramesh has a tshuva that in a place where it's, the reason we don't check for trachis is because it's a tircha. In a place where it's set up so the government could check easily for disease, you're mechuyev to check for the trachis as well. Which is, I don't know, just Amir Yisrael also, but in America I know all the Shechita houses go with Ramesh's Chumra, that we check chicken for certain trachis that are common. And then the insides are removed. Almost all of it is thrown away, except the chicken livers are saved. The rest are thrown out, and it continues down the line. It goes still hanging on the line. It goes into a tub of water and it soaks in the water for a half an hour, and then it's pulled out and gets salted, etc. So the shaila that this Radvaz is talking about would come up if a person found trachis after the stomach was removed from the chicken. So you have no way of knowing which chicken had which stomach. And then, God forbid, you were to find a needle in the stomach and there's trachis in the stomach.
It's very separate.
So now you know there's one chicken out of these 10,000 or 100,000, Empire shuts 100,000 chickens a day. If one out of the 100,000 chickens is trach, but you have no idea which one, so you have a problem now of chaticha roi l'schabed, that it's a chaticha roi l'schabed, and all 100,000 chickens should l'chayra be treif, according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, it's still not cooked. It's not a problem. And according to the Mechaber, it's still a whole chicken. So, I don't know, it's not normal really to serve a whole chicken to people. So according to the Mechaber, it's no problem. But according to the Ramah, it is a problem. Because according to the Ramah, it's they should all be awesome. This is the issue.
What? That's what
at least some of the feathers are. At least some are, so the ladies won't serve it.
Maybe it fits like the Rosh. The Rosh is saying it's a simon. When does the simon start?
If it's a chicken.
When's the simon? We want to know.
Well, whatever, you're right. Whatever the Hezbollah is, I don't want to get sidetracked to the Hezbollah of the. All right, so this is the issue. Now, whatever happens to the Shechita house is an issue. The Pesachei Tshuva actually brings a Chassam Sofer who had a similar shaila. What do you do? Self discarded.
You tell them not to look.
Let me tell you first of all one case in which it is dealt with. There's really a more common problem. It's not so common once the stomachs are removed, they're inspected. They're inspected twice by the USDA and then by the USDA checks for disease. And then the Baidik usually grabs the stomach just to feel if there's a stone in it or something. Just grab it for a second. It's a small stomach. A chicken has a very small stomach. And you grab it and you feel if there's anything in it. It's not common that you find afterwards. the issue does come up as follows, and there are two cases, and we'll discuss both. The first has to do with the Shechit's knife. In Hilchot Shechita, it teaches that Shechit, he can shecht all day, he checks his knife before he starts shechting. He's not obligated to check his knife after each Shechita. He can shecht all day and check at the end of the day. He can shecht for 10 minutes and check after 10 minutes. However, if he finds a pagam in his knife, any chicken that was shechted, or animal that was shechted, after the previous bedikah, has to be thrown out. So that it's, don't check at your own risk, so to speak. If you want, you can shecht 1,000 chickens and then check. But if it'll be pogam, you have to throw away the 1,000. If you want, you check every 10. You have to check the end of the day, right? You could check 10 and then check every 10. And if there's a pagam, you throw away 10. This is the halacha as it says in Hilchot Shechita. Now, in the case of animals, they check after every Shechita.
At the end of the day, it's a pagam at the end of the day.
What? If you checked at the end of the day, then everything you shechted that day is a problem. Oh. So what they do...
You just throw out the sock at the end of the day. Check in
the so what they do with the... Why don't you... If somebody is afraid he has a strap, so he takes a culture. Why did you check the culture? Just throw the culture out and go out with your life. You check the culture, you may end up with
the
strep throat.
The strep throat, you're going to have a
chazaki. We have a chazaki, you have strep throat for the last 2 months. At any rate, the following is the issue and the way the shechitas deal with it today. The issue is when a shechit shechts, those who've seen it, when years ago we went to Empire is super automated, but they're all work the same way, that the shechit shechts and the chicken, before it has time to die, is already on the line, on the way to the flicking machine. They shecht it, put it on the line, shecht it, put it on the line, shecht them. Good shechit is really capable of shechting many chickens per minute, and it sounds like a surprise to people, but a good shechit, he shechts like a fiddler plays his fiddle. He goes back and forth. They're always mefarcheses after they're put on. The mitzias is that any living creature whose neck is cut and the spinal cord is intact, which is the way we shecht, the spinal cord remains intact. We don't want the knife to hit the spinal cord because that'll be poking the knife. The animal is mefarches about 20 seconds later after it dies, because the way it works is that the animal dies because its blood goes out. The brain stops receiving blood. The heart is still pumping at the time because the brain is what tells the heart to pump. So the brain is functioning, it's telling the heart to pump, the heart is pumping. However, the brain is not getting enough blood. The brain needs oxygen from the blood. So when the brain doesn't have enough oxygen, it signals the heart to beat faster. That's what happens. The person's running, and he needs more oxygen, so the brain tells the heart, pump faster, and it gets more oxygen. Now, this animal, the brain doesn't realize it's dead, that it was cut. The brain thinks that it's just not getting enough. It tells the heart to pump more, and then the heart, that's what pumps, starts to pump very rapidly, and that's what happens, that if you watch a shechita, you wait a few seconds, afterwards there's a tremendous gush of blood, which is mentioned in the Paiskim. It's something we want, because it helps rid the body of blood. And the pirchus happens then.
That's damatansis?
It's eventually damatansis. The pirchus always happens subsequently, but it's not a problem, we don't care. But as a matter of fact, it's really easier, because the sheichit, when he shechts, the animal doesn't start fluttering its wings. They hang it on the line, and then it starts to wave its wings wildly, which is all part of that the brain getting trying to figure out what's going on.
And the brain, the head is severed.
The head is not severed during Shechita. The head is not severed. The nerves are still intact. We shecht from the front. It's a funny thing. Years ago, when I took we took a busload of guys to Empire to see the Shechita, one very yeshivish young man asked me that it's Bittles Man, you could sit and learn. Why do you take a whole day to go? So I told him, you know, there are some people nowadays don't even know if Shechita is from the front of the neck or the back of the neck. Do you know? He pretended he knew, but he faked, you know, he pretended. It was 50-50 chance, but he got it wrong. he said, oh, everyone knows in the back. I said, yeah, everyone knows in the back. Maybe you should come along on the trip. I go, if you see it, so you know. The spinal cord is in the back. We don't sever the head. As a matter of fact, we're not learning Hilchos Shechita now, but a Shechit, them don't mind.
It wasn't me that
no, it wasn't. She still don't remember. I'm saying.
Now you know.
All right, we're getting a little off topic. Let's get back. We'll talk about the Shechita at a different time. And but the thing is this: that we're talking about the knife, the sakin. Now, the problem is the following: if the Shechit is going to check. And he's going to find that there's a pagam in his chicken. He can't, there's no way he can find his 10 chickens that he shafted. Where are his 10 chickens that he shafted since the previous time he checked his knife? They're somewhere on the line. Nobody knows which sheikh had checked which chicken. There's no way of knowing. What we do is if he finds a pagam in the knife and he knows he shafted 10 chickens, is that we don't know which are the 10. We hold that the chickens are bottle bereif. They were in this battle before they were so now mabatlis lachatchila. It's not shriach for him to find a pagam, but if he finds a pagam, and over the day it happens here and there, they find a pagam, then he marks down. There's a place there where he marks the number of chickens since his previous shechita, and then at the end of the day, they total up 40 or 50 chickens out of the thousands, and they throw away 40 or 50 connect on. The halacha is the son's bottle barayv. If you're following your son's bottle barayv, you have one tray for chicken mixed with 25 kosher chickens, and it's bottle barayv, they're all heter, but we throw away one, like it says in Kuftes, we throw away one. So one second. So what they do is, they throw away some of the chickens kinegdon. This is the custom. The different shechita houses have a different meaning. There are some places that actually what they do is the 40, let's say there are 40, 50 have to be thrown out. They take the ones that were thrown out by the USDA and they count that to be out to the 40 or 50. So it doesn't cost them anything. There's some that hold that's Shalaikadin maybe, or it doesn't sound right, and they actually take 40 or 50 kosher chickens and they put a black plumber on it, they sell it as treif.
Now,
USDA rejects are not necessarily treif. An animal that has a tumor may not be treif, but it's disease that they throw it out. Now, the problem is the following. The problem is that if we hold like the Ramah, that once it's plucked, even if it's raw, it's still a chaticha roi l'schabed, then we have a problem that the sheikh is telling me there are 10 treif of chickens mixed in the thousands here. And it's not bottle. It's a chaticha roi l'schabed, lo bottle. It's not bottle.
What is he saying?
And what?
He's telling us 5 minutes later. He's not telling us 20 minutes.
No, he doesn't stop the whole production. He writes it down on the side and... And later on, they throw it out.
But they know now, they discovered this before.
So the shechitas are makbid that they know how many minutes it takes from shechita. See, follow. This would be the problem. The problem would be that if he finds it and it's already mixed with the others, they should all be treif. So what they do is the following: they know exactly how the line runs, how many minutes it takes for the chickens to be plucked, for the feathers to be plucked. Let's say it takes 4 minutes from shechita till the plucking is mostly done, or is Reuven done. The shaykhtim are instructed to check their knives once every 4 minutes. So they check once every 4 minutes. They discover the treifus when the chickens still have the feathers on. And that's what says in Shulchan Aruch. If you discover the treifus when the feathers are still on, it's batel. And if you remove the feathers later, then the bittel remains. This is the way it's done bisman hazeh in the shechita houses. And there's a kepeda that the shechtim check their knives every X number of minutes, whatever it is, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it takes. I think it's more like 7 minutes until it goes through the plucking machines. Now, every once in a while, there are people who go down and they make tumults about different things in shechita houses. They say they don't check the knives often enough. So if you don't know, you hear they don't check knives often enough. So what's a big deal? So in that way, they could check the knife once a day. Very hard to know. What does it mean? They don't check the knives often enough. So the answer is because it's because of this problem of chetich l'schabed that they check differently. When I was one of the times I was in Empire, one of the shechitas today already many of the shechitas shechted, but the chesidish shechitas always shechted in Empire as long as 20 years ago Satmar shechted there. They didn't want it to be known that they were shechting there. But they shechted an Empire. When I was there, it was not Samer, it was one of the other shechitas that was there. What?
Bells.
It was Bells. So I asked him, what do you do differently than Empire? What is an Empire chicken and a Bells chicken? What? So they had three differences. They had three differences. One, they're makonach see the shechitas. Number two, there's a chumrah that the chesidim have. What?
What was the first?
They're makbid have chesidish shayftim. They don't use all the shayftim. And secondly, although all the shayftim, no, they don't bring them. They use them by shayftim, but they only use the ones that are. No, they take a day and they should. Tuesday is their day. All the shayftim Tuesday. No, they're not chesidish. Don't shayft that day.
Oh,
they shayft on a Monday. Don't shayft them come up on Tuesday. However it is. And however they work it out contract-wise, I didn't ask him, but this is the way it's done. The second thing was there's a certain snipping of the edge of the wing, which the chassidim are makbid on, which is snipped before malicha, which already they do, everybody does. The third thing was that they snipped, there's a minig, which is not put down in halacha, to snip off another piece of the wing to allow the draining of the blood better during malicha, that they were makbid on, which I think subsequently they started to be, well, they all started to be makbid on. The third thing, though, is they had an extra person there for checking the knives. In other words, typically the shaykhid checks the knives every X number of minutes. So they had an extra person that went around and checked the knives to make sure that the that the knives were checked properly, and that slows down the work a little bit, and that was the chumra they had. They don't. I don't. They, at that time, they didn't all have an extra person. What? That's a different issue. It doesn't really come up because the young chickens don't have feathers on the neck. There used to be a major difference between the chesidish shechita and the non-chesidish shechita. A machlaikis, what's a bigger hiddur? There are mobrims, the machlaikis. There are those who are makpid to rip the feathers at the makam shechita, to remove the feathers before you shecht. And the reason is, there's a psul called hagrama. Hagrama, halada, I mean. Halada is that the knife is buried at the time, is covered at the time of the shechita. So they held that if it's covered by the feathers, it's also halada. The Ramah says that it's better not to do that because of Tzar Balei Chaim, to pull the feathers off the chicken still alive. And there are others who say that it's a problem because the shechet's fingers become very tired shechting 15 chickens a minute and pulling out feathers besides shechting. So they're makbid not to. There's also those who are mefakvik that it could cause a kairat shel dam. But today, with the young chickens, I don't think it's an issue. Turkey, bechlal, it's not a shayla, because turkeys don't have feathers on their necks. And the reason I remember that is the fellow there told me that they made latzonis. Somebody came to check, so they told him, oh, we have a chumrah. that we shave the necks of the turkeys before Shnita. And the person who came, he meant it as a joke. The person who came said, it's a nice chumra, it's a good chumra, you know, it's they shave it, there's no tzara l'chaim. And so I told you, you would have told me, I wouldn't know the difference either. But like this, I remember. The shaykhtim b'chlal make litzanis of a lot of the people that come to check. They don't do it in front of them. But a lot of people come to check, don't, what are they checking? You know, today the most rabbanim don't, many didn't even learn of a shlita, and most never even saw shlita. So what are you coming to check? Who are you checking on? It's a very...
That's a very old practice.
What?
That's a very old practice. The fact that you're the Rabbi, and the Rabbi doesn't know what to do with it.
Well, they like to do that right away. As soon as you come, they like to give the Rabbi the knife and see how he checks. They could tell if the Rabbi knows what's going on. The truth is, you can tell right away. The right way to check a knife is to hold the knife straight and move your nail. Someone who doesn't have experience holds his nail and moves the knife, and that's a simon by them of a of someone who doesn't know how to check. Before, that's not the whole thing. Before I went, I have a friend who's a shaykhid, and I asked him to teach me bedikas hachalif. Before I went there, not that I can be bidik, but at least I should know a little bit. So he taught me a little about bedikas hachalif. But if you don't do it for a long time, it's not simple at all to know how to do bedikas hachalif. We were getting it till the shlita. I want to really get back. They count how much you can show. I think they count and check every 15 chickens. They're counting as they go. Every X number of chickens, I check the knife.
How does it work? If they're running out of line, the chickens have gone out of line, and the chicken is going to go right behind you when you check your knife.
No. Those chickens are not on the line. The chicken you shecht is being held by a guy.
Oh.
And it's shechted, and then it's placed on the line. The shashchita, it's not on the line at all. What?
It comes in a box.
It comes in boxes. The truth is, in falls... I was at Falls also. I was at Empire. I was at Falls. In Falls, which I don't think exists anymore. I don't think they shut anymore. But they did. Okay, Falls. They tried to set up a system where it was on the line, b'shas shchita. But there was a tremendous tumult then, and they had to stop it. Rabbi Heideman held it was good. He was giving the hechsher then. Others held that it was a chsarin. So it's not on the line. You know, they have the joke that about the shechet who sneezed and a live chicken went down the line into the plucking machine because he missed it. But it's not true because they're not on the line at the time. Now, let's get back to Chatichah El Eschabit. What?
The throwing away of the chicken at the end, it doesn't impact on the kashrus of the chicken.
Really no, it does. It says in Kuf Tes.
It says it's a chumra that you have to do it, so you shouldn't have an offering of that.
But it's
even if you don't throw away all the.
It's a machlekes. It's the Rosh and the Rashba. If it's mikra adin, I believe we pass in that mikra adin. Yavesh b'yavesh in the spatul chad b'tray in bishlo kula ke'echad. I feel like a kolach in the asmai osur. Oh no, that's because I'm sorry. That's because it becomes lach palach. One second. So later in Kuf Yud it says to throw one out. Oh, here it is. It's in Sefarach in Kuf Tes. It says Lo Yoichol Shloish Tom Yachad V'Yesh Mishayis Aloich Lamed Amechad Filo Zeach Azeh V'Chein Yeshinig Lachatchila. It's a Lachatchila. V'Yesh Mechmi Olahash Chachad Litan Levi Kechavim Eini Yalachumra. It's Takas Elo Yachumra. Okay. It doesn't impact the DM. But Akapanim, what? Lach lach v'shishin by min b'minoi. But no, if it's lach lach, if it's lach lach, then it's part of v'shishin. It's part of v'shishin. After the time lach lach disappears. But all right, getting back, I don't want to lose focus. There are two main issues in halacha lemaisa. One is the shechita that I just mentioned. That if the shaychit is going to discover the psul after the chicken is already plucked, then there's going to be a problem with all the chickens because it's already bottled. And therefore, the proper thing is that the shaykh should check his knife before it gets to that point. And that's issue number one, and that's the way of resolving the issue.
And then you collect the chicken's guts.
And then you have to take out Kinegdom and do a 10 trade.
The Shevet have to stop the line and take them off.
Right, because they're bottled already, he can't recognize them. They've already been bottled.
All the Shevet can smell good as well.
Right, but he can't tell which are his. There are a dozen shafts. Didn't they all go on one or two lines? He can't tell which ones he shafted, which ones other shafted. So we bought the barayv on the line. And as long as Nafni Chorel is Chabad, it's not a problem. Okay, issue number two is a more serious issue. Issue number two is what I mentioned last week. A butcher finds. After a chicken has been quartered, cut into quarters, he finds one drumstick that has treifus, that has a break in a way that makes a treif, not shchiach. Most treifus are caught, and most breaks are not treif, but it happens occasionally. He finds on one drumstick that that there's a treifus. Problem is, he now quartered 200-300 chickens, and he has all the quarters laying. He can't tell which comes from this chicken. So he's missing, let's say he has a right leg of a chicken that's treif, the left leg is also, and the two tops that came from that chicken are all treif. Now he's got sitting in front of him 300 chickens quartered. He's got 1200 pieces of chicken. He knows all the right legs are kosher because he got the right leg from the treif of chicken, but the left legs he can't recognize, the tops he can't recognize. So now there's a serious problem that it's a chaticha rei l'schabei, and that all of the 1,000 pieces or so that are in front of him are treif. Now this is a very serious problem. I didn't think up to Shaila. The Shaila is in Simin Kuf Yud Sif Hei. The case there is Mishalakach Basa Me'amakulin, someone who bought meat in a butcher market. And there's one treifus in the market, and you can't recognize which is the treifer. Whatever was removed from the makulin before the treifer was found is mutter. Because shalai nafal asafik b'tfua lalachesh apirish, because called the parish meruba parish, whatever was taken out of the butcher store is mutter, because called the parish meruba parish. Kibush arayv kasha mutter. Avalikach mekan ve'eloch aser. From now on, you can't purchase anything there. And not only that, afilach etich hashein aray l'skabin, shein akol b'kiyim b'zev, yitu bein aray l'skabin, shein aray l'skabin. So the Mechaber says that it's a problem. Now you should ask the question right away. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger immediately says, what's going on here with this Mechaber? Yeshla'ayin, hadasa Mechaber lo'el, chaticha chaya, le'yabarai l'schabe.
Mechaber
was a chokim
also.
Ramad
just said
what?
Mechaber agrees that a chokim.
Okay, so the question the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is asking is why the Mechaber doesn't bring the same achleikus, that if it's raw, the Mechaber should hold that it's at least mutter, at least, but the evidence should be mutter. But be that as it may, according to Lididan, the Ramah, we have a problem with all of the chicken that's in the market, that lechaira, it's all a problem. Whatever was bought already is called the parish merubah parish. But whatever was not purchased is a problem. Everything that's in the butcher store now should be a problem. What?
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. Okay.
I wasn't all that joke.
I hope you don't have a mashgiach job anyway.
Same
what?
Buy a case.
See, the case, they still hold chickens. You can tell which are which.
Because
they're quartered already. There's one limud s'chus to try to be made. And the truth is, it's a major issue. I don't know a good teretz. If you buy a case, and he means in the case,
you're not going to find it.
No, he means. Then it's okay. Yeah, I think you meant if you find it in the case that you bought. Yeah, that's what he means. Okay, if you buy a case that's good, then it's not a problem because. The only way out is a kuf yud dika inyan. There's a halacha of Thailand. Tav vav lamed yud endinun. Thailand is a halacha by nisad rabbanan that Thailand lahakel. Thailand lahakel means basically the following: if I have in front of me five pieces of chicken, and one is treif, the others are not, I can't recognize them, and it's a chetich or l'tzabed, I have to throw away all six. If something were to happen to one of these pieces, now if I did it, that would be b'chul l'chatchila, I cannot do anything. But let's say a ganav came and he stole one of these pieces of chicken. And I have these six pieces of chicken here. I go to the next room to call and ask a shayla. In the meantime, a ganav steals one of them, or a cat comes and he takes one away. I come back. If the isser is an isser drabana, then the machabes says toilin lahakel. You're allowed to be toila that the one that disappeared. The gemara says nafal echem mehem liyam. One of them fell into the ocean. So you're allowed to be toila that the one that fell into the ocean was the isser, and that the rest of them are mutter. Or the Gemara says, if you have a pot it's a Mishnah, if you have a pot of kosher food and a pot of treifa food, cooking. Let's say someone is in a place who's cooking treifas also, he has Goyish work, is the cooking treifas. There's two pieces of chicken, one's kosher, one's treif. And one fell into one fell into the other. You don't know which fell into which. So the halach is that with Taylor Lahakel, that we're makel, that treifel a treif, treifel nafel, and kashel a treif, kashel nafel, is such a halacha that we're makel. The mechaber holds that, now that halacha, the way it's brought, is not by chetich or l'schabed. It's brought by things which are chad b'chad. When you have iser and heter, or trum and chul in the case in the Mishnah, say trum and treif, trum and nafel, chul and treif, chul and nafel, there's no issue of bittel, it's chad b'chad, so we're makel. The mechaber, also in Kuf Yud, later in Kuf Yud, this is Zayin, is Mekel, by Chaticha Roy L'Schabed, Dover Shein a bottle, Machmas Chashivusai, a Chaticha Roy L'Schabed, which is not bottle because it's Chashid, because now Balachayim, Beri Chaticha Roy L'Schabed, Dover Shein a bottle, Shein Nisar V'Acherim, V'Nechol Echad Mehem, B'Shaygeg, and one of them was already taken and eaten. Ben shachlei atzmei b'shaygei, ben shachlu acherim b'shaygei. Oy nafel me atzmei liyam, bin yishenev emin aylam. Hutru kol ha'acherim. Everything is mutter. If one of the pieces was taken away, then when mati of the rest, you have to remember, really, roiv is heter. We're talking about roiv is heter. And it's only in the Siddurabana. Chetichu eschabin is in the Siddurabana. So the mechaber holds that you're allowed to be mekel. According to the Mechaber, in our case, in the butcher store, with the 10,000 chickens, as long as one of them was already taken out and removed, either eaten or thrown out. If the USDA pulled one off and threw it away, right, and it's never, if it would be never already, then you could be Taylor and make on the rest. The butcher store, if one of them was purchased already, someone bought already, and now you still have some left, the Mechaber holds that it's mutter. Why do I say it's a even if it was better. Only if it was
better.
Well, no, because it's b'shaygeg. Why only after? Okay, I don't know if there's any chilek was before or after.
Let's see.
Well, that's what we're talking about. What do you mean? Well, that's what we're talking about. If you found one of them is treif, and there are other chickens there. If one was removed, then you can be told the halacha. You're asking, is there any difference if it was removed before or after? I don't know that there's a difference.
As long as
there's a difference. After, for sure, it's good.
If it has to be removed after, then once you see it, then you can't, you have to make sure
that... Okay, I don't know that it has to be removed after. We have to see if it makes any chilek here before it has to be b'shaygeg. However, there is a problem because both the Shach and Taz argue. Let me just finish. Well, it has to be if one bottom was removed, you can make them all the bottoms. If bottom and two tops were removed, you can make them all the tops. Whatever was removed, that's what you deal with. Now, the Shach and Taz both argue, Vameshehitra Machaber Necho Bishayge Chalk and Ashach Vitaz, Sphirle Kasima Shayge Gatu Mezit, Vein Heter Eladavka Necho Meatzme Ayude Kelev. He says it's only mutter if it was Nevad Meatzmai or Necho Meatzmai Ayude Kelev, and the Shach and Taz hold just where someone bought it, that's not enough of a Heter. I read the Berhesef, I'm sorry, in Sukkot Chof there, he brings the Shach and Taz briefly, where it says Shach and Taz there in the middle. Yeah. So Shach and Taz argue with the Mechaber, and therefore this Heter is, it's a Mechaber's Heter.
I'm off with restrictions on it.
On what?
On the whole issue of the whole Heter, about how you can only eat it two at a time.
No, but that's only, no, he says you can only not eat it two at a time.
I'm saying not eat it two at a time.
Yeah, okay. So you can't eat it two at a time. Okay. Nothing else. So at any rate, this is the Shaila, and it's the first Shaila to knife is an Eitzah. So the second Shaila in the butcher store is a serious problem. I don't know that it's an easy way to resolve it, except to be Saimach Adat Mechaber. But again, the Sfaradim don't have a problem because they go to Beis Yosef. That as long as it's raw, it's not a chetir for Eilas Chavit. With Didan, it appears to be something of an issue because we hold that it's chetir for Eilas Chavit even if it is raw, as long as the feathers are removed.
Why is it different than that?
Okay.
You imply that something is not for Eilas Chavit, and then it becomes for Eilas Chavit, you don't say it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have said that.
But in this case,
Nachinami, because we make them on both ways. If there's a chumro, we make them on both our mechabers. So the mechaber says it. Why is the fact that that salt is also mechusa ma'isa? The mechaber will hold this mechusa ma'isa. The Ramah, what? The Ramah holds that if it's loy nimlach, that it's not a heter, because the Ramah is going to shitasa, he passes like the yesh chalkim b'chalzeh, and he holds that chaticha l'eschavid is just a simin of a davar chashiv. You don't actually have to be able to serve it. Right. Salting is not as much a ma'isa gadol as the plucking. That's what he's saying. That the plucking of the feathers is a bigger ma'isa gadol than the salting. You have the option of roasting.
Like cooking.
Yeah, you don't have to salt it, you can roast it.
What's the svara by feathers is different?
What? Why is feathers different? The reason that's brought is that feathers are a ma'isa gadol, and that's why it's different.
It's still similar. Rosh Hashanah is the same. It's still similar.
Okay.
Why don't you say this man of day? Feathers is nothing.
When you try to make trouble.
It's not a feathers will come out in 2 minutes, the feathers will be out.
It's not a ma'isa gadol. A nice gadol, just we have good machines that take care of it.
You can't do it in your house.
Okay. Yeah, the Shach and Taz say it as well. We'll see that in Sif Dalet. Okay. Of what? A davar chashuv. Okay, let's see Sif Dalet. We're going to see this rule. Last week, someone brought up the issue. Excuse me? Sorry. All right, so Sif Dalet is the issue that was brought up last week, whether it's considered chaticha eilas chabed if the derech is to serve more than one piece to a person. Let's say a slice of roast beef, you don't serve one slice of roast beef to someone. You serve a few pieces of corned beef or roast beef. Is that considered chaticha eilas chabed? So that we'll see here in Sif Dalet. First, let's see the mechaber. Shuman hakanta eina eilas chabed. The kanta are the kishkis. The fat on the kishka is not considered roi l'schabed. Aval or shuman ibiz, mikri roi l'schabed. But the certain fats of a goose are considered roi l'schabed, vein ibatul. So both the Shach and Taz say here, their rule, if you look in Shach Yudbeis, piskei ha-taisvist in the darim, simipay matzana shakasav, v'zele shayde tzarachiyin, bahadra de kanta, im shamna, shamer roi l'schabed. a good piece of kishka, maybe it is roilas chavit. Nira hakolafi asman v'amokin. He says everything depends on the time and place, and roilas chavit changes according to the norm of different places. Now that part is the Taz Yud deals with the issue of something that's served in slices. Aval Arshuman. B'yisiv ha'etosham b'gilya maybe. The nechtach arshal ivis l'ritzuais. If you take this, whatever arshal ivis, whatever this fatty skin of a goose is that's chashuv, it's cut into strips. What? Grievous. Well, I didn't know one thing, I don't know two. It's a Yiddish word? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my amaratis, but... What, the word grievous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So then I take it should be ashamed I don't know it. We're looking for the word grivis. Yeah, grivis, I see. Gribin, as he calls it. Getting back to the task. I was at Kempinos. I was 40 years old, and they bring me this. It's supposed to be very delicious. A fat that's made from chicken legs of some sort. What's it called? Cha. So I said, "What's this? I never saw it in my life." And the cook there looks at me like I'm a shagus of some sort. I don't know. Okay, has yours. Let's talk about corned beef and roast beef that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
If you have slices of corned beef, is that a chaticha reilis chavit? Zok the Taz. B'sevata b'giyah maybe dim nechtech harashol livid l'ritzois. Fatal chashiv usay. If it's cut into strips, it's not chashiv. B'tomer mashal. Shom. Kivin shem nechtech hayin chashuva. If once you cut it into pieces, it's not chashiv. Meizu tatei chashuva b'shlei musa. If it's not chashiv, it's not chashiv. How could it be chashiv when it's whole? Not chashiv when it's cut? Gamla ni estaiti yefleipcha. You don't serve the whole big piece of it. You cut it into slices and you fry it. We see that this is something that you give to chashuv people. Even if it's cut into slices, it's a chaticha relischabed. The Taz holds that something that's cut into slices is a chaticha roi l'schabe. The kudus hakesef, which is the shach on the side, dibra maschel ve'ein lahakol b'zeh, where it says sifkat niyud. Last four lines of the kudus hakesef, which is the shach's notes on the Taz. He says, "V'efshal lahakol, it could be mekel." Da'ei mechavdim bechaticha achas mitugamas. We don't serve one piece. Ella lechatichas harbei. You serve a number of pieces. In kekol chatich bechaticha atzma ein roi l'schabim. Each slice is not roi l'schabim. So here, this is a machlokes Taz v'shach. If you have a slice of corned beef, a slice of corned beef is not roi l'schabim by itself. But if you have five slices, then it is roi l'schabim. So the Taz is machmir, the shach is mekel, the pleskim achreinim neman like the shach, lahakel, that in order for it to be a chaticha l'schabid, it has to be like a portion of chicken which is served by itself, and not something which is served a few slices together. That's not
even if
you put five slices
on
a person's plate, according to the shach, it's nothing.
It's not a chaticha l'schabed. Each slice by itself is not a chaticha l'schabed. So therefore, there's no din of the chavis das, the crazy placey, the archa shulchan, all Paschal like the Nekudas HaKesef, I believe. The Pri Chodesh also, the next Pri Chodesh.
The plate of potatoes, the plate of same beach, the plate of anything is, so you get to guess.
Okay, I would have thought, I would think that if you have a can of corn, the taz will be sile, will agree that that's not the chetif or the schabin. If you put a whole bunch of, yeah, I don't think he means something like rice. Each piece of rice is not chashu just because you serve a whole thing of rice. He means things that come as a slice where it has a certain level of fishiness.
So why is it, if you have 10 slices of corned beef, and even though they're all together, it's
going to come from the same animal, it's not a chaticha or a schabit. The chumra of the schabit is on a chaticha, on a piece which is royal schabit.
This is talking about a bigger chunk.
It
could be served as one, could be served as two. And then the Taz says that
it says ain't darker to serve Bishlam
Musa.
You get a
lamb
chop.
You know,
baby
lambers.
They used to eat like this. They used to take a piece. They didn't cut things up. They used to take a piece and they should. It's a big piece
of meat. It's
very limiting.
It
limits it tremendously.
Yes.
Good.
No, it means a hush of a person. That you would serve a hush of a person. It's a hush of a person. No, that depends on the person. It depends on that muck in the man what you would give a hush of a person.
A drumstick by itself
shouldn't be a problem.
Shouldn't be a problem.
A drumstick is not a problem. It's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem.
Presumably you serve it from having it by itself. So let's eat it by itself.
Then
one piece.
It's too big.
Eventually be sliced up on the
portion. If you have a whole roast beef, or a whole corned beef,
you don't
care to do that.
Okay.
This question is in the Chavis Das. which one? I think Sivkat and Vav also have it. No, Sivkat and Vav. Chavis Das talks about it. I'll tell you what. The question was, what's the din of a corned beef before it's cut up? Before it's cut into pieces. If when you cut it into slices, it's not considered chaticha or l'schabit, what happens when you have a whole corned beef? Could that be chashuv? I would think. The mechaber. Okay. I'll explain and I'll tell you what I'm not sure of that. Again, the question is, when I have a whole corned beef. And I know, I'm going to do it to corned beef. I'm going to cut it to slice and serve it. You don't serve a whole corned beef to people. What's the din? We already had in the Shulchan Aruch, Chachiri Doyle Yaisa Medai, like Hashuma Royal Skybe, Shane Derf Leap Lefne Ha'ireach. That's not something you give in front of a guest. What confused me is the Lashon of the Chavis Das. What?
The Marshal argued that Machabra?
The Mashal, he may be, that's what we're going to discuss now. Because the Chavis Das, when he brings this Machlaikis, it's page 24, if you have numbers. Your day is the second side. Sivkat and Vav, he brings the Machlaikis, the Taz, and the Nekudas HaKesef. And there are two parts to the Chavis Das. Vav. Yeah, on the right, with the parentheses, not the brackets. First, I'm going to read you the second half from the dot. That's the part we dealt with already. Mashikasav Taz, the chaticha ena betela. The Taz says that a slice of roast beef is not bottle. Why mustaver? Kimi the chaticha ketana in roy leschabit. Ma bekach shahar bebiachad roy leschabit. Al kamay kein roy leschabit har bechatichas basa ketanim b'afil achi betelim b'chein kosav. So till now he brings the Kudus HaKesef, as I said, that if you serve many slices, it's still bottle. Then he says, Avo, kishihi shalema, when you have this meat, this roast beef or corned beef, Kishihishleima yesh lesser. The kushas ushal marshal hikshagam ken agas rama. The esher the meachdish shemachan meshumer meshne shemeachaticha bakri roy leschadi. He says here that he says a chumrah when it's shalim. Before it's cut into pieces, he has some type of chumrah. It's not clear to me exactly what the gedder of the chumrah is. He says that bishleimusa, before you cut it into slices, it's aser. Now, does he mean it's something which sometimes you serve without cutting into slices? Maybe. I'm not sure what he means.
If you have a whole chicken, you can cut it into quarters, you can cut it into eighths, you can cut it into tiny little pieces. You can always break it down to a smaller size.
Yeah.
If you have a whole organ, and you can cut it into slices.
But it seems from the Mechaber that's not a chaticha or a leschaber. The Mechaber said,
chaticha. Cut it into a piece that's chaticha
or leschaber. Oh, so is that what he means? The Mechaber does mean it could be cut into chaticha or leschaber. Could means it's so then a corned beef should be mutter because you can't possibly cut it. How do you take a whole corned beef and cut it into chaticha or leschabit? You never serve people a chunk of corned beef.
You don't give a chunk. You never serve that. Don't
yeah.
A man might.
So what I'm saying is that the Chavis Das has some chumrah b'shlei Musa. I'm not sure what the chumrah is. Right, there's one thing that we left hanging from last week. I said I would look up. The question was, the very first thing when we started Chaticha Eleschabin, people asked, is that like Bishul Akum, only the main course, or even the side courses? Is it only the main course? What happens if it's a Knish, a Chaticha Eleschabin? Somebody served alongside, or a piece of Kuvel, is that a Chaticha Eleschabin? So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week when Mitzvah Hashem will do Sefei, we'll hopefully finish the Siman next week. But I want to begin by going back to this Shiloh, which we're left hanging, and Mitzvah Hashem will do that.